Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti, and today I'm in virtual company of the program manager of the 15th edition of Berlinale Talent, Florian Weggard. Welcome back on Fred, Florian.
Thank you very much. It's very nice to be back.
Yes, let's remind our listeners that this is the third year of a very successful collaboration between Fred and Berlinale Talents, and not only the talents in Berlin. So we're very involved in this beautiful project, and so that's why we're still here after 3 years. I'm very glad to talk to you.
Yeah, very happy. So we are at the end of a very interesting process of programming and putting together everything, including invite the invitation of 250 participants from, I think, 71 countries this year. Wow. So it's right the best moment now to talk about the program and also about people who are coming to Berlin next week.
Let's briefly remind our listeners what Berlinale Talents is for those who still don't know about that.
Oh, yes. Berlinale Talents is part of the Berlin International Film Festival and the European film market. So we have, in a way, one foot in the film market and industry side of the festival and one very big foot in the program side of the festival. As you probably know, and also the listeners know, it's a huge festival here in Berlin starting by next week with lots of people coming and a lot of films. And the idea of Berlinale Talents is super simple. So we have all those fantastic films, these interesting people coming with the films or for the European film market, and the initial idea with the talents was that we thought, let's invite young filmmakers and not only directors but all other fields of work as well, and bring them together with these people, make these other people experts and share their knowledge. And in the meantime, it turned after 15 years, it became a huge, big, and also I would say rather successful initiative of the festival with thousands of alumni and a big program here in Berlin during the festival with masterclasses, workshops, hands-on programs, and a lot of encounters to get people connected.
The Berlinale Talents will take place from the 11th to the 16th of February. And every year there's a thematic focus. Last year was the nature of relations. And for this 15th anniversary, there's a very important focus this year, which is courage against all odds. Tell me more about it.
Yeah, for us, a topic like courage couldn't feel timelier. And I think, like you just said, so it feels very timely for quite many people. And this is because, not only probably because times are hard, I wouldn't even say this, but optimism and making and going on forward is something that is one of the, let's say, most important things that filmmakers have to have in general. So we thought, let's focus on courage as a very personal feeling, but also as an energy, as a power of those who are doing this business against many, many odds. May this be the financial part, of course, of the film, but also the personal question on how to tell the truth, how to make your own voice heard by other people and toward other people, but also to break boundaries or cross boundaries and break habits of how to tell a story, because talents is very much about telling and talking about innovations and about how to think film differently or do film differently. And for everything like this, you need courage. So for us, it feels very good. It's a good feeling and I think for the people, for the talents as well.
There's a sentence written on your website: there is no audience for this, no? And every successful filmmaker has heard this thing at least once in his life and his career. So
definitely,
it's very inspiring.
Yeah, there are also many others, so you might have seen them. So yeah. This film will never be financed. Why don't you get a real job?
I can.
In the meantime, we asked the talents to send us questions and quotes, and they sent us hundreds of those. So you can hear this every day.
The film critic and journalist side of it really feels the get a real job sentence.
Exactly. With Anna Lily, it's an interesting development because we first got in touch many years back when she had a film in the Generation section. It was a short film. And then she later came as a talent. She also developed a film within the framework of talents, a short film, and we even shot the film together. It was that time it was still part of talents to shoot little short films. Then later on, her first feature film with which she became very famous, The Girl Walks Home Alone at Night, was developed in the Script Station. So there are many ways of how we are connected. And over the years, she became very active within the framework of the Talents Network. And now we thought, okay, it's time for us to have her back as an expert in a way on what she can do. And so she's coming back to Berlin for Talents. And we will have a, I think, quite interesting session together with her because she doesn't want to make a classical talk. But we will show excerpts from her films and show many other things that inspire her. So to learn more about how she actually develops her ideas. And her ideas flow from Bruce Lee to Back to the Future. And all this material will be on hand during the session. And hopefully we have an interesting stream of consciousness in a way, live on stage, which can tell other people what is in Anna Lily's head, but also how to develop ideas.
She's an eclectic and enthusiast. So I had the honor of interviewing her and we had fun. Because she's just very into cinema in general. So that's the approach. And there's not only Anna Lily, so not only directors, but also cinematographers there are alumni of the Berlinale Talents. Because that's the very important thing about the Berlinale Talents. There are not only filmmakers and directors, but also directors of photography and editors. So there are all kind of experiences they can share.
Exactly. That's, I think that's one of the very important things to understand talents correctly, that we have these 12 different fields of work, and it goes from the cinematographers to the editors, sound designers, production designers, you name it, which makes the whole experience like an encounter on the production table. So you have all those different perspectives, and we encourage people literally to not only watch and listen to what they and their profession is doing, but also to see the world of film from another point of view. And talking about the alumni, it's a good example. So because in the camera studio, which is a workshop focusing on camera, we have Diego Garcia this year. He is a cinematographer from 3 years back, from 2014. And in the meantime, he did a lot of interesting films. So we just followed his path and saw that he shot the last film of Api Chapong Virasitakul, Symmetry of Splendor. And so he has now recently worked with Carlos Regadas on his new Western. He shot the first film of Paul Dano as the director and many other ones. And we thought that it's now time that we have him back. And he doesn't have to be a teacher or doesn't have to become a teacher. He's just one who's coming back and sharing knowledge with the other cinematographers who are there this year on Talent Side.
And talking about alumni, tell me if I'm giving the correct numbers. 93 films made with the contribution of 131 alumni are screening at this year's Berlinale.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
the numbers are right. We are still counting, and every day we discover a new editor or a new cinematographer somewhere. But this is the number so far. This is because the alumni network is so big. It's if you count together all the alumni from around the world, as you probably know, we don't only have it here in Berlin.
Yes,
we also six other outposts in a way all around the world. And if you count this all together, you have around 6,500 alumni. But just counting the ones from Berlin, it is still a big number. And in the meantime, many of them are coming back for the festival, like you just said, to be to present a film or to be part of a film, also as an actor, for example, and many more are coming to attend the festival just in general, especially if we talk about the European film market.
And there's another very interesting and beautiful thing about Berlinale Talents. There are so many panels, and there are what you called courageous encounters with special guests. First of all, the president of the jury of this year's jury of the Berlinale, which was Paul Verhoeven.
That's right. That's right. We did. If you have a look at the program, or if people have a look, they will see that we have all those big names and all those fantastic people like Paul Verhoeven or Maggie Gyllenhaal or Christo is coming or Olaf Eliasson, another artist. They are, and they are talking and sharing their knowledge also as colleagues. And that's, I think, a specialty of Berlinale Talents, not only of our initiative, but here probably especially. That we are not a school and we don't tell them to teach, to give lectures. So we just invite them to have a meeting among colleagues. And even if they're sitting on stage with a moderator and there's also public audience around, we always define a very specific topic. And we see, okay, this year with Christo, let's talk about courage. Let's talk about how he keeps on track with his big projects in such a long, for such a long time. So because he's someone who develops projects, as we all know, in the very long run. And this needs a lot of courage and persistence and energy, and we will particularly talk about this. And next to this, which I think makes Talents for the Talents very interesting, we have a lot of events that are really where people really can meet on eye level, which means these are small scale formats. These are formats where everything is very interactive and where you can also learn about the methods. So it's because just doing panels, to be very honest, I think it's quite boring. So we should always panels like the ones are sitting there and talking, the others are listening. So we have talent pools now, we have talent circles, we have all those different formats where people meet on an eye-to-eye level, or how do you say in English? I don't know. You meet face-to-face.
Yes.
Talk to each other.
And Florent, what are the initiatives or and the developments of this year's program that you're the most proud of?
I think there are two sessions where the topics are very interesting for me especially, or for us especially. The one session is called 50-50 Producing Gender Equality. It's set into the core of our whole week. It's on Tuesday, and it's dedicated mainly to the producers, because the idea of 50-50 is to think about and very practically discuss about how to actually reach out to this goal of gender equality in your film production. Because we can talk about it widely, we know.
Yes.
We want more female DOPs, we want more female directors, also selected for festivals like the Berlinale, and we're definitely working on this. But this has to be produced in a way. So you have to do this on how to reach these goals on grassroots level. Talking about talents, I think we are on quite a good way. So because from the very beginning, the selected talents were always 50-50 female male. And this also goes for many of the so-called technical departments. Mm-hmm. And also this year, for the very first time, without big efforts, but it just happens, we have a really good 50-50 balance on the expert side. But if we talk about the productions, it's still hard to reach. And we invited people who know about this, who did a lot of research about it. We invited people who are running initiatives and mentorship programs, but also, of course, the producers itself. So this is going to be a very practical discussion, I think, something that is very important for us. And there's another one, let me mention this also, because it's also important for those who are doing journalism and film critique. As you know, we have a talent press program attached to Berlinale Talents, and we have one session which is called Between the Lines, Film Critique. And it's a discussion in between a director whose film is selected for the Panorama program. She's a Turkish young director, a filmmaker herself, and also a film journalist. And she made a wonderful film about a journalist and about much more the people in Turkey nowadays have to face in terms of the freedom of speech, in terms of the freedom of express yourself and your own way and understanding of history. and presence. And we put her together with Zeynep Attac. Zeynep is an editor from the Al Jazi film publication, which is a wonderful publication for film critique in Turkey, and also a platform where critique can immerse from. And so the session is about getting to know the film and also, of course, the Al Jazi platform. But it's more also about the question, how can we define spaces, both in film and in media, to make to give critique a home? And I think within the framework or against the backdrops of the Courage theme, and also against the backdrops of the situation in Turkey, this couldn't feel timelier.
Exactly. That's another thing that we have been discussing a lot. The role of journalists, the role of film criticism, especially freedom of speech, and well, we could start now and talk until tomorrow, but that's another reason why we should go to Berlinale Talents this year. So thank you so much, Florian, for taking the time to talk to us on a day in which you released the program, so you must be super busy. Thank you. Good luck for the 15th edition of Berlinale Talents, taking place from the 11th to the 16th of February in Berlin, obviously.
Yeah, thank you very much, and be courageous and just pay us a visit.
Yes. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.